are in front of the stage of the youth fair. It's almost 12:30. In front of me, Paul Benchflower. What is happening this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon we got the Spicy Fair happening, and we're starting now, but the stage will start at about 2 o'clock. On the stage we're going to have a number of performances. We'll have singers, dancers, entrepreneurs, and then the highlight of the day, well, the thing we're going to build up to, is the chili eating competition. We've got some of the hottest peppers in the world, and we're going to build up throughout the afternoon with some preliminary rounds of chili eating until we reach that final crescendo and see who has the strongest lips in Oroville who can survive that chili.
Do you have the medical people around?
We have medical provisions, and we have a huge amount of milk that's necessary for lining the stomach after people have eaten these chilies.
It's organic milk?
It's organic milk. It's Oroville milk. It's very good milk, so it's perfectly attuned to the needs of the people that will be undergoing this traumatic experience. And then this evening, we have a wonderful play called The Raja of Problematica.
At what time?
That will be at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yes.
And the people that will survive the chili, what they will win or whatever? What is that?
I don't think many people will survive the chili. We're not banking on that, but there'll be a tremendous prize for all the people that manage to eat the chili.
I hate chili!
He hates chili. He's not going to chew the chili. He's a sensible man. Yes?
I thought it was these round ones.
No, it's the long, thin ones. Yes.
Okay. Paul, thank you very much.
Yes.
And you will perform, you do something?
No, I'll just be here. I never perform. I will just be myself.
Okay.
Yes.
You will participate to the chili competition?
No, I will run the chili competition.
You will run?
I'll have nibbles as they go along just to see what they're actually experiencing, but I will not put myself through that experience, I don't think. Anyway, we'll be looking for a lot of helpful people to come up and try the chilies because we need participation, okay. Like everything in Oroville.
Sure.
Yes?
Thank you, Paul.
Excellent. Right, see you later.
See you later.
Good.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Hello. Where are we?
Huh?
Where are we? What is this thing?
We're in the bank right now, in the YC Bank, and things are just about to get started because it's about 12 now, and more people are going to start coming.
And you're counting money?
And I'm counting money. Yeah.
So, how it work? The people come here and exchange their money?
They come here and they either write down on the blue sheets or they give us cash, and then we give them chilies, which are the currency for this fair.
Chilies?
Yeah.
How much it costs, one chili?
Well, 100 chilies is like one ghost pepper is worth like 100 rupees. And then we have jalapenos, which are worth 50. And then I think dry chili, which are worth 10.
In rupees.
Huh?
In rupees.
In rupees, yeah. 10 rupees. Oh, and there's going to be a really cool chili competition later on, and I think it goes like the way, like, the spiciest chili. We have like the ghost pepper, which apparently is the spiciest chili in the world, I think, and we have fresh ghost peppers, and so it's going to be quite the spicy event.
Spicy experience. Thank you very much. What is your name?
Mohana.
Hi, Mohana.
53. Okay, I messed up. Okay, I'm gonna believe you. 130?
Yep.
I'm rich.
Good morning. I'm Andrea from the Oroville Radio.
Good morning.
What is your name?
I'm Julia.
And what are you doing?
I'm just painting some charts for this stand. No. Yeah.
And what is this stand? What is this stand?
This stand is macrame and jewelry. And macrame and jewelry.
You do that?
Yeah, I do that.
And then you collect money for some unit, or is it for yourself?
No, it's only I'm a volunteer and I don't have that much money, and I want to go traveling through India. That is why I do that. Yeah.
So you are from Germany, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, you hear that, the accent.
And so where are you volunteering? Which place?
Udavi School. It's a school in Idayan Chavadi for till 10th grade, I think. Yeah. And I volunteer in the third standard and teach reading and English and maths and so on. Yeah.
How was your experience?
My experience?
What did you, have you enjoyed this experience in Oro?
Yes, from now, from the beginning on, I feel very comfortable here. I don't know, but it's so different than the other parts of India. And she also is a volunteer, but I think for her, her gap year is a very different thing from mine, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, all the best.
Okay.
So you are different. What is your differences?
I'm working in Pondicherry, in rural Pondicherry, and I'm living in a Tamil host family. Yeah, that's it.
It's a good experience?
Yeah, there's bad sides and good sides and all. It's a good experience, yes, because you have some challenges and you have to face them, but you will grow, you know? Yes.
Thank you very much. All the best.
You too.
And your name again?
Julia.
And your name, I forgot?
Luisa.
Hi, Luisa. Can I have just a word with you, Vinodini? Good morning, Vinodini.
Good morning.
So this is a nice table full of candles and soaps and what else?
Most of the things here are natural ones. These are like organic and handmade soaps. These ones also, the washing powders. This is loofah, the bath scrub, the candles. They don't have any chemical perfumes. And the neem wood combs and all. And those are handmade jewelry. Of course, they are not organic, but at least they are handmade by me.
Maybe yours also organic, who knows? So you are here to volunteer for some unit helping in to make this stand happening?
I'm here for the jewelry. I make them. And for these. All these are from House of Harmony, the activity that we are doing in Oroville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, would it be audible, I thought?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Vinodini.
Thank you.
All the best.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Your name is?
My name is Mani. We are coming from Harom Hammock, from Celebration Kotakarai.
Okay, and then you have a lot of items in that table?
Yeah, we do make fabric hammocks made of hand woven. Then we have knitted rope hammocks, both in color and natural things. And we make single and double. And we do got like a Mexican hammock.
So this is a corner for resting, a lot of hammock.
Yeah, yeah, all collections we're dealing with that.
And the shop, where is it?
It's located in Celebration Community, opposite Color of Nature.
Okay. And it's one of the units of Oroville?
Yeah, it's Oroville, right under the ASA.
Okay. And how do you feel be here in the fair this morning in December?
Actually, last year we came to the same fair, and so we repeated to be again here.
You were happy last year?
Yeah, we were here last year, yeah.
Was a good experience
last year? It was a fun. So we hope it will be better than last year. So
yeah, we always have to
hope, yeah, yeah.
Hope to be better.
So we are a new small unit, so we need some kind of promotional activity, we think, yeah, to develop
that. That is a good place for making promotion. There will be a lot of people coming in the coming hours.
Yeah, mainly we are looking for inquiries, you know, for the product.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah.
So here I see jewelries and bags. No, scarf.
T-shirts.
T-shirts.
Mixed item.
Yes. So what? That is come from your unit?
We print T-shirts like with our own design, and then we thought to have like people should have an option to buy things cheaper even. So I have things from collected from different part of India also, we can say. And so this shop is running since quite long time, like people should have an option to buy cheaper things also. So I have collected things from different part, and I have jewelries from also, I mean it's fancy jewelries. And this is since maybe 16 years the shop is running, and we have a small shop which is always there and wanted to be like a self-sufficient. And from the beginning of Oroville, I realized that to live here, I need to earn myself and to be self-sufficient. From the beginning, I thought it will like spiritual, which we could be living, but in the same time, we need to support ourselves. From the beginning, I realized that. And that's why.
16 years that you are working.
Yes, yes. Always. While I'm working in Oroville, I always have a backup system kind of this activity is always there. As a Oro Handicrafts, it's under activities of Oroville.
And,
yes, yeah. And we used to contribute when we had a good profit, but nowadays we are a little bit low, especially this year things are a bit low. But hopefully things will improve.
It's important that we work together to make Oroville, and that's, I mean, it's your part.
Yes.
Sometimes there are some leftovers, sometimes not.
Yes.
Your name for our
Ramachandra.
Ramachandran.
Yeah, yeah.
And so your wife behind
Yes, she's there. Yes. She always helps. She makes things happen. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All the best for the day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, bye. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Andre.
I saw a lot of items on the table. I see salads.
Green salad, Oroville, lettuce, Oroville, arugula, cucumber, and tomatoes, and with the cashew dressing.
And all organic, I believe.
Yes, completely 100% organic. And this, all the four water, it's Oroville produce. And here is kombucha. Lemongrass kombucha and ginger kombucha, and here raw bread made with sunflower seed and flaxseed, papaya and vegetable, green papaya.
So this is a full organic corner.
Yes, organic raw, and only one item is cooked one, varagu.
Yeah, because you have a restaurant that is not cooked, you know?
Yes, I have a raw food restaurant, but I also manage. From 97, I started organic food processing unit where we still do organic products there. Those are all cooked one. Yeah, I do have a raw food restaurant in Oroville.
It's near the Ganesh Bakery?
Yes, correct.
And the name is?
Sachitananda.
Sachitananda.
Raw food restaurant.
It's 4 years is open, no?
Three years. Yeah.
How is going? Are you happy?
Yes, I am happy. Yes, raw food is growing. Beautifully, bringing health to people.
And good spirit.
Yes, indeed. We promote organic farming and health, and we are on the right track.
So you are in organic since quite a while. Have you seen any change in the whole over India, apart of Oroville that we know it's quite advanced?
I would say even India is equally advanced. Good. Since I started in 97, all these years it has been the awareness in India is improving, and even very rapidly. I'm very much surprised and happy to see the movement. Many people want to eat raw, organic produce.
Okay, and your products are available in Oroville and?
In Pondicherry, one shop called Grinde Sridharan, and in Chennai, Danyam, Restore Chennai, and Oroville shop called Naturally Oroville, and some more new shops are coming also, and maybe two shops in Bangalore. They all like to have our products.
So you are moving forward, you are expanding, you are providing your products to people outside Oroville, you're promoting Oroville, and that's very good.
Thank you.
And Anandi, last question. Last year you were here? You were happy about the experience?
Just last year I missed. Okay. But the previous year and many more years I had come here. And I'm fully satisfied and very happy that youth is doing this. The youth of Oroville, and they organize it. And I'm very proud of them, and I'm amazed to see their creativity. I began to realize how the creativity can blossom from anybody without any other's oppression or influence.
Yeah, because we are in the youth center today.
Yes, we are in youth center. This is organized, and every year they organize a youth center and non-stop fun for children and children like
adults.
Okay, Anandi, thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Good morning. Hello. My name is Andrea, I'm from the Eurovir Radio, and your name is?
Sneha.
You are from?
From Coimbatore.
Coimbatore. First time in Eurovir?
No, I used to live in Pondi.
Okay, so you're not far away?
No.
And you are here to enjoy the day here in the fair?
Yes.
And how do you feel? How do you see the thing?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's very interesting. I love the makeshift swings that the kids are playing with. It's very ethnic, it's very sustainable, it's very organic. It's a beautiful feel to the whole day.
You gonna make it?
I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. I'm a chef, so I don't know how it is, but yeah.
You are a chef?
Yes.
So how is the food here?
I haven't tried it yet.
We have organic food behind us.
Yes, I saw that. We're going to come back and we're going to try it again.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Vanakkam.
Vanakkam.
Where are we?
We are from DIPAM. We are a project for handicapped children, teenagers and young adults, and we did some handicrafts with our kids, and today we are selling them. So we have a lot of handmade candles, jewelries, Christmas cards, birthday cards and some woodwork.
So your name is?
My name is Hannah.
And you are a volunteer?
I'm a volunteer from Germany.
How long you have been with DIPAM?
I work for 1 year here in DIPAM, and I started my work this year in August.
Almost 1 year, almost, is approaching. How it was your experience?
Oh, my experience is very nice. I'm working here with a very nice team. The kids are very nice, and I like my work very much.
And you enjoy the fair?
Yes, I enjoy the fair very much because here are so many different people and groups, so much to see. It's a very nice fair.
And what about your experience in general in Auroville?
Sorry?
Your experience in general about Auroville.
My experience in general about Auroville, it's also very nice. Lots of new experience, lots of new places, lots of nice people from all over the world I met. I really enjoy it to stay here for 1 year.
Now, where are you staying? Which place physically? Which community?
I'm staying at Kuya Palayam at the staff quarter of the IKEAM school.
And you have in touch with other friends from Germany, other, what are their feelings? They are happy about the experience they have here in Auroville?
Yes, I'm in contact with other members from our German group. I'm here with the Weltwärts program. And we all make a very different experience, and it's nice to share the different experience we make at our workplace and the culture. And mostly of our experience are very good, and we're all very happy to stay here.
So in August you will be back in Germany. What you will bring back to Germany with this experience? What do you think you have learned?
I bring a lot back to Germany. I think it's a very good experience to be here for 1 year in contact with a different culture, and every day is a little bit about learning more about how people live here, in Auroville, and I really hope to bring back a little bit of the spirit of Auroville.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning. Here
Andrea.
You are cutting.
Ciao, Andrea.
Cutting material, cutting food. What are you doing?
Come?
Cosa stai facendo? What are you doing?
We cut the vegetable for the pizza.
So you are doing the pizza. I'm correct?
So you
pizza with
the
capsicum,
some vegetable, yeah, vegan vegetarian pizza, olive, pepper, champignon, caper.
And your
caviar.
Name is
caviale, no.
Your name is
Antonello.
Antonello, so you are an Italian guy
so
like me.
The name.
And you are in Auroville.
You gotta watch these a bit, but these are good.
Oh, super.
You are in Auroville since when?
Ciao. Sorry,
Antonello, since when you are in Auroville?
What?
Since when?
Since when?
So I'm newcomer. I start just now the process. It's 2 months now, and I think I'm coming many times in Aroy. So I don't know how long I know Aroy, and I know how long I'm still here. I'm here.
So you are a cook by profession?
No.
You are doing pizza because you love.
Come on.
You do pizza because you like.
No, no, I like a lot pizza, and I like to make pizza. Yeah.
You also.
But I'm not. It's not my work.
It's not your work.
No, you. Huh? You can speak in.
You are doing the pizza.
Yeah, we're the pizza guys. I am a bartender. He's a masseuse. So we're making pizza today.
It is. And your name is?
Rob.
Rob, you are from?
I'm from Italy.
Italy too.
Italy too. Yeah.
Me too.
Only Italian people can make pizza.
Sure. And how many people are you expecting?
See.
How many persons are you expecting to come?
10,000.
10,000.
No, I don't know really. I guess, like, I hope all Auroville. I mean, it's the Christmas fair, isn't it? Yeah, lots of people, I believe. We made about 150 dough for pizza.
150 dough.
150, yeah. No, 150, 170.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, something like that.
So we have 200 pizza to give away.
Yes, this year is gonna be a pizza Christmas.
Pizza, special pizza.
Yeah, we make pizza for Father Christmas as well. No more sweets for him. We give pizza. So in the chimney, he's gonna wait for pizza.
Okay, I let you finish your work, otherwise your boss, they're gonna kill you.
Are you sure you don't want a swap job?
I don't have the skills like yours. Huh? I don't have your skills, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me neither yours, so...
So you take the mic.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
No
thank
problem,
you
take care.
Oh wow, we have the radio.
Whoa. We have the radio and we are in front of the Hohen. 350 degrees now inside. I'm correct?
Yeah. 380.
It's ready?
It's ready. We are ready to rock.
And your name is?
Antonio.
Doing pizza in Auroville and having also business in
I'm the godfather of pizza.
Godfather of pizza? And he's the godmother.
No.
You don't have the godmother yet.
No, I help to introduce pizza in Auroville, so I'm really happy.
Sorry.
And now there's this possibility to bake it at YC. It's already the second here. We have a youth center oven.
Is it working fine? You're making oven, no?
Yeah, we are making oven, we are working fine. Youth Center is making pizza every Saturday night. They are learning how to do traditional good pizza. Me and Daniel, we are helping them to know how to do it properly, so...
Everything is fine?
Everything is fine.
So you have plenty of dough there? How many you have done? 1,000?
We planned 300 pizzas for today.
300?
Yeah, last year we did 220. But we were like in a unprepared to that crowd, so this year we prepared 3 hours.
We were in shortage.
Yeah, last year we finished everything soon.
So is it such a successful food in pizza in the youth center?
Yeah, they like it. They like the atmosphere. We try to involve also families. So on Saturday it's very nice. Young and not more young all together. It's a very nice place to hang out.
Thank you so much, Antonio. All the best, and I will get the pizza later.
Get ready for your pizza.
Yeah, thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao. Hello, 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 hello. Good morning, Ishita.
Good morning.
You are cutting
chilies,
green chilies for the pizza?
No, I think this is for the vadais.
The vadais. So which food will be given the youth center today, a part of the pizza?
Pizza, vadais, pakoras, actually I don't know. I'm just helping.
Good.
Non, laisse comme ça entier.
Ouais.
Okay, so who knows about the food? Someone that is nearby or?
Listen, Mojib. Mojib.
Mojib.
Clean.
Don't run away. Just a second, Mojib.
Hey.
Good morning. My name is Andrea. I'm from the Auroville Radio.
Hi.
And we would like to know which food you are going to provide here at the youth center.
Okay, today we're going to make lots of different kinds of bhajis, especially malaga bhaji, which is the big green chili which you find everywhere because it's spicy wicy. So we're going to have lots of green chili bhaji. Then we have...
Fried?
Yeah, fried, of course. You know what bhaji is?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's...
But not the listeners, most of them. They are listening from abroad.
Okay, so listeners, bhajis are dough with some kind of flour, which is made into a batter. And then you put the vegetables inside and then deep fry them and make them super nice and hot and serve them with some nice chutneys and curd and salad. And yeah, we're going to serve a nice beautiful plate like this, and there's going to be biryani and pizza and dosa in the other corner with cakes and brownies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
You happy about it?
Yeah, of course, I'm super happy. Don't I look happy?
Yeah, very much.
I'm three chilies happy.
Listen, how many people are expected to come?
If it doesn't rain, 1,000. It
will not rain.
Okay, 1,000.
So you are ready for 1,000 people having fun?
No, we're ready for about 200-300, but that's okay. No, we're ready for everyone. Come on, bring everyone. 2,000 people.
2,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay, man, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, this is General Mufasa, and you can find me here in the youth center. Thank you.
Yes. Center.
Yes.
Center of
General Mufasa in the youth center. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm talking with
Mira.
And you are sitting in a nice table with organic sword, I think.
Yeah, well, we did different things. My aunt made necklaces and different jewelry. Took her a lot of time. But yeah, beautiful things. And crochet, like clips and everything.
The swords are made of which kind of wood? Sandalwood or...
Work tree, tick tree, neem trees.
I'm talking with?
Mada.
I'm Mada. So you are doing these swords?
So these are all the children's swords, handmade work, nice.
And you also doing necklace or is someone else?
Yeah, I do the necklaces and Bama, she does the crochet things. These are clips to put on the hair, and we have hand-painted t-shirts for kids and homemade bags with crochet and everything. Organic jams.
I'm coming from the side of organic jam. Thank you, Mira.
Oh, our radio is participating.
So the organic...
So here we have all kind of organic cakes. On this kind we have banana chocolate, coffee cake, cheesecake, and then we have marble cake, and on that side we have spinach pie, zucchini pie, and a ricotta.
Everything organic.
Cake, everything.
Yeah. Good, and
everything organic.
From which community comes?
This is collaboration of Infinity and Nine Palms. Infinity Farm, we make a lot of jams, Rosella jam, lemon and carrot jam, and pickles.
I love your pickles, by the way.
Good. Good advertisement.
Okay, thank you very much and all the best.
Thanks to you.
J'ai pas la monnaie.
C'est pas grave.
Après c'est mieux. Ok. Ok, super.
My name is André, I'm from the Eurovir Radio, and I'm in front of Mr.
Xavier.
Xavier, and you are running an organic unit in Oro?
No, we are running a food stall from the Foodlink, Foodlink products.
Okay, Foodlink, what is it?
Foodlink, it's a specialized unit in Auroville who are involved to gather the products from the farm and to sell the products to the restaurants or other customers in Auroville.
Also the private can come and take food, no?
Sorry?
Also the private people, they can come?
Yeah, definitely. As long as they have an Euro card or an account, they can come freely to Foodlink to buy their products.
Can you just explain what we have in the table now?
So today is a special day because this is the Christmas fair. So usually we come to the We are organizing, we are running also a market here. So usually we have also vegetables and fruits, but today we have only dry products. So rice, varagu, different kind of flour, cashew nuts, roasted cashew nuts, some bags, jam, oil, that kind of stuff.
Okay, and what is your experience with Foodlink? Have you seen the thing growing and people getting more into the organic? And
I'm a volunteer also in a farm. I work in solitude a few times a week. So it's why also I run the market on the Saturday to continue the experiment.
You are happy with your experiment?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I'm a newcomer.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
And how is your experience in Auroville till now? How do you feel?
Cannot answer to that question because it's too wide, but for me it makes sense to be here. So, and I would like to go further.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
It makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Xavier, thanks you very much and all the best for your work.
And yeah, thank you very much
for
also.
Your newcomer process.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola, respondiendo.
¿Qué tal?
Bien, bien, molto bene.
So, what are you doing? Annapurna Organic Farm, I saw here in the panel.
Yeah, we are taking some cheese and some explanation about what's Annapurna. It's a big dairy farm. It's from Auroville, but it's out of Auroville. Out of Auroville, I mean like 10 kilometers away from Auroville. And me and my wife, too, we connecting with the dairy thing. We are giving some kefir, that it's a culture that turns the milk in yogurt, and it have like 25 microorganisms more than curd. So it's very, very highly beneficial. So we are here, and we will do after a demonstration, well, like some pancakes with kefir that you can do too.
Be also helpful for the chili competition because the people will burn the tongue and whatever.
Yeah. That's good. I think I'm gonna take part of the chili competition too. Yeah.
Good. So what else? What you want to say? What would convey to our listeners?
Wow, I don't know now.
Okay. As you man. Take
see
care
you,
of
yeah.
you.
I just went to the. This green one is 50, I think.
Yeah.
It says. Yeah, 50 rupees, and these are 10.
Okay. This is like 300.
300. I just went to the bank and said okay. 300. Okay, thank you.
Hello, you are taking care of this corner?
Yeah.
So you are selling t-shirts?
This is the official Youth Center Spicy t-shirt.
Your name is?
Jan.
Jan, nice to meet you, Jan. Mm-hmm. Can you explain where this t-shirt came from and how is?
Well, it's a tradition. Every year there's another shirt for the Christmas market. It's just an initiative from the youth center. So.
And that initiative is because they need money to
yeah.
run the space for
yeah.
the next many months that
yeah.
comes.
Everything, all the money goes to the youth center.
You are volunteering this project?
Yeah, I printed them. I'm the printer.
Okay, you printed.
Yeah.
So
I do this for several years already.
Okay, can you give an explanation what does represent the different?
Well, here you. This is the market here, with the stage and all the special things where the kids can go to playing. And this is the spicy logo.
Spicy logo, yes.
You see
yes.
the pepper inside.
Okay, and how many you prepare for this pair? How many t-shirts?
150, I think.
150?
Yeah.
Usually you're
that's what we usually sell every year.
Okay, Jan, thank you very much for your time and all the best.
The brownie?
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, was it good?
Yes. What's happening in this nice table?
Well, we're baking all sorts of yummy stuff over here. It's all preserves, marinades, all fermentation process. So, and the kids are here doing a fundraising to rebuild the skate park, and they've really worked hard by making all these cakes and jellies and well, popcorn we're making over here, and there's a whole life thing happening here, man. Wonderful.
So your name is, for our listening?
Sunny.
Sunny from...
Pony Farm.
Pony Farm.
Yeah.
So it's a very nice initiative. The kids are enjoying. I think they're trying to collect money.
Really?
So yeah. They're starting their slideshow of what's happening over there, so people to take a look at it.
So that money, they will go for making rebuilding this
place. Yeah, we have whatever money is going to be spent on. It's all put over there on the sheet. For the first phase, we're going to redo the floor and redo the ramps. And the second phase, we want to build a mini ramp. And third phase, we want to finish the bowl.
All yeah. the best. I hope Thanks. You will make it the full project in the morning.
Yeah, man. That would be great. That would be awesome. It's quite a bit to expect, but let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. What
the spirit is like. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Andreas.
Tea, chai.
Hi, ciao, chai.
Chai, chai, tao, ciao. So you're giving chai?
Yes, I'm giving wonderful, tasty, hot, boiling masala chai.
Your name is Keo.
Yes.
Correct?
Correcto mundo.
So you are helping the fair, the Christmas fair, to come up with some fundraising, and at the meantime you are trying to get some money and providing good food.
Yes, it's handmade, it's fair trade. I'm helping to spice up the spicy, wicy Christmas fair. Merry Christmas.
Fair. Thank you very much, Geo. All the best.
Thank you, thank you.